Mason Vera Payne.
The last year has been a whirlwind of change due to COVID-19. In fact, the majority of Americans are now reflecting on the decisions they've made and how they can improve. This is best evidenced by a recent SEMrush report in which the majority of adults in the U.S. said that they have thought about making, or at least thinking about making, major life decisions over the past 12 months. An example of this change of life decisions can be seen with the search of divorce. SEMrush Chief Strategy Officer Eugene Levin speaks about what SEMrush's latest data reveals concerning divorce and other relationship decisions. Thanks for joining me, Eugene.
Thank you for inviting me. Great to be here.
So last year, a trending topic was divorce. Is there a reason why it's still trending?
You know, I think there could be many reasons, but we mostly connected with the impact of pandemic and lockdowns. And in general, it's probably hard for many people to stay in a close proximity with each other for such a long time without opportunity to, you know, meet other people, talk to other people in person. So I think that just accelerated certain issues that relationships already had. The way I'm thinking about this, probably a lot of those divorces would happen anyway, but much later. And the pandemic kind of served as a catalyst for this big spike in inquiries related to divorces.
Now, we did talk about this topic before, but that was a year ago. Has it increased drastically since the last time you've done this type of data?
Yeah, absolutely. So we monitored periods between January and April year and this year as well. And this year was 130% above last year, which is a huge increase. And you're right, we already talked about this, and we've seen issues even last year. They were definitely not at this level of magnitude. So the problems, you know, only increased during the year, which was kind of what we discussed back in the day and what we predicted, you know, based on the data.
Now, one of the things that I remember from our last conversation is that this isn't just key words, this is key phrases. Did the phrases change at all, or were they relatively the same still?
So we monitor, in general, over 20 billion different phrases. And for this study, we took specifically keywords and phrases related to divorces. The best example would be divorce lawyer near me, how do I get divorced, and so on. So the set of keywords did not really change. We have a pretty stable set of keywords that we associate with the topic.
Did you see anything come up either about, like, you know, finances, like, hey, I need a financial advisor, or anything else along those lines? Like, I guess if people were trying to separate their finances?
Right now, we didn't look at this, but we looked at a couple other topics. So one topic that we looked at was about queries related to marriage advice, things like how to propose, what is the right way to make a marriage proposal, and so on. And we've seen decline in those queries as well. That's probably something that is also easy to explain by pandemic. Simply put, a lot of people didn't have a chance to, you know, meet in person, and that probably in general reduced number of people who want to get married. But on the positive side, one more topic that we looked at was about family planning and people asking advice about having babies. And for this topic, number of queries actually went up year over year, roughly 17%. So it's definitely not as big difference as we see in interest in divorce topic, but it's still very positive. For some people, pandemic led to divorce, but for some other people, they made a decision to expand their family.
Now, when it comes to these search trends, is it regional, or is this like specific states or specific cities or even countries?
So we monitored for this particular study, United States, as well as certain states separately. I think the trend that we've seen was pretty consistent across all states. The difference is that in some states, spikes were not so big. So if you had a state where divorce rate already higher than average, then jump was a little bit smaller. But in general, we've seen this pretty much in every state we analyzed. And we can provide the breakdown for specific states and how things were there. But the trend was very consistent across all the whole country.
Wow, that's kind of depressing to think that so many people are just like, I'm done. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Oh, if divorce had gone up, do you think that the searches for new homes and rental properties then would have gone up as well? I mean, if you're separating households, right?
Yeah, those queries actually went up quite materially long before that. And there are kind of two parts to this. First of all, many people were looking for, you know, just moving out of the city for a while because their employers didn't require them to be in the office. So that was very consistent trend already. And it's hard to separate how much of this is related to divorces and how much to just general shift in work from home environment. But yeah, we've seen a lot of those queries in especially in places like New York, Boston, and other big cities.
With your professional opinion, looking at the data, can you reveal any trends in the next couple months?
I think next couple months trends are not necessarily going to change. Hopefully, we'll see a little bit more interest in marriage topics, because right now you can actually get married, unlike roughly, you know, a year ago when everything closed. So hopefully this one will start growing back into the normal levels. And then for divorces, my prediction would be that probably it's not going to change till the end of the year. But then after that, it probably will go back to normal, or maybe even to the level a little bit below what we've seen before. Because the way I'm thinking about it is that yet again, many marriages had ongoing issues, and then pandemic was more of a catalyst and just accelerated this inevitable end of the relationship. So I think it will go back to normal, but more than anything, I hope it will go back to normal.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I'm kind of anticipating things to return back to some kind of stability, especially since, you know, vaccines are out. We can go out a little bit more. Maybe I don't hate my husband or I don't hate my wife. It's just that I needed to get away for a little bit. And now that I can, I have a clearer mind to the area, you know?
I can just provide some anecdotal evidence from people. I know a lot of people who travel a lot because that's just part of their job. In many cases, they couldn't continue traveling or they didn't need to travel. So they stayed at home much more than they used to stay before. And I heard from many of them that their spouses complained that, you know, too much time together, they're not getting any kind of break from this, you know, constant being together thing. And as I said, like, some people just sometimes need a little bit space, and that's normal. And hopefully once we are back to normal, everyone is vaccinated, people can get, you know, back to the routines that are comfortable to them and level of, you know, being together that is sustainable in the long term.
Absolutely. Well, Eugene, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
So you can find more information about us and our data on Semrush.com. We also have premium product, so everyone can use product and try to find interesting trending topics and keywords themselves, or, you know, research certain industries and websites and see what websites get more traffic, less traffic, and so on. And as I said, we have a premium product, so certain level of data is available for everyone.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.